Maybe you're having your first cup of Joe this morning. Perhaps it's a Tim Hortons cup. And you are one of the folks that loves Roll Up the Rim. This is a contest that's been going on for 35 years at Tim Hortons. Usually you struggle with the rim, whether you use your teeth or you have a special device to roll up the rim. You get yourself a donut, a coffee, maybe a barbecue, maybe a new car. It's a bit of a tradition here in Canada. It's coming back on March the 11th, but it's I'd like to call it Roll Up the Rim version 2.0 because it involves a digital component. Here to talk about it, Hope Boghossy, who's Chief Marketing Officer for Tim Hortons. Welcome to the show, Hope.
Thank you, Kelly. Happy to be here.
So this is going to be a new and improved Roll Up the Rim. First of all, why did Roll Up the Rim need to change?
You know what, Kelly, I think after 35 years, it was time to reboot Roll Up the Rim and give it a bit of a modernization. So exciting to be able to offer a digital component and also more of a sustainable component, encouraging that recyclable cup usage as part of the contest. So super excited about the changes.
So how's it going to work? Let's roll through this Roll Up the Rim. We're going to start off with the physical cups for the first 2 weeks.
That's right.
And what happens? Yep.
Well, we wanted to have it sort of be a hybrid of, you know, still have the paper cups available for people who prefer that more traditional way of play. But then into the remaining 2 weeks and for the whole duration, actually, of the whole four-week contest, people are encouraged to use the digital app and go onto our app. And by doing so, they get an additional roll. So with one roll on the cup, people who use the digital form of the game, our app, can get two rolls. And then an added incentive for people who use a reusable cup, either the one we give away for free or one that they bring from home, they'll actually get three rolls. So, you know, just more incentive to play digitally and play in a reusable format, you know, greater odds for those people who play that way.
Okay, I'm going to get into particulars here, but on March the 10th, you're going to give away a bunch of reusable cups. I think you're giving away 1.5 million or something like that. Maybe my numbers are off.
Yeah, 1.8 million.
Okay. These are reusable cups. What size are they?
They are, let me just get the ounces. They can be used for any size, small, medium, or large.
Okay.
So any size coffee will fit in those cups.
So they have lines inside the cup, I'm guessing, so that your Tim Hortons employees know where to fill to.
Exactly.
Okay. That was my first question, because I wasn't really sure how you were going to work that. And will this be, you can get them free until they're gone and then you'll have to purchase them?
That's right.
All right. And how?
You'll bring your own. Yep.
Or bring your own. Okay.
That's right. Yep.
Fair enough. So these are going to be given out on the 10th of March, and then you get into the Roll Up the Rim actual contest. You're trying to reduce your environmental footprint. Let's talk about the fact that you're also driving people to the mobile app, because I think there are some people wondering, okay, if I got to use the mobile app, how much information does Tim Hortons get to keep on me then?
Well, you know, it's very much used just for our own purposes, obviously, just to be able to communicate with guests. It's not obviously not shared in any way. And people are, there's a very simple registration process for that.
What are you asking for in the registration process? Just, off the top of my head, I'm just wondering, is it, you know, does it go into your address? Does it go into your email address, your phone numbers, or is it just, you know, your name and age?
Just email.
Okay, yep. And are you trying to get an idea of who's drinking Tim Hortons coffee so you can better market to them as well?
I mean, I think the idea is, you know, to be able to know what's relevant to guests. So if we're going to push, you know, offers or any incentives or any messaging, we're sending really only things that are relevant to those guests. That's, you know, you use that information to be able to tailor communication so it's a bit more personalized, and then offer things that are going to be, you know, most appealing and most relevant to that customer based on what we know about their habits.
So obviously this contest is going online. It will allow you not only to decrease your environmental footprint, because people have said these cups aren't recyclable, but it will also allow you to super serve, you know, a big group of your customers and your client base. What about the client base that isn't really internet savvy? What happens with them?
Well, that's the reason why we didn't go fully digital. I think that was important for us to have it be a bit of a hybrid and have the first 2 weeks, you know, be the cup format. So for people who prefer to play traditionally, they can do that in the first couple of weeks. But even from talking with operators and, you know, looking at sort of behavior across the country, even for our loyalty program, we actually see that that's very broadly adopted across the country, that, you know, people of all different ages and right across the country are using, you know, their digital technology, and they are enrolling in the app and engaging in the loyalty program. So it actually is broader appeal than people might think. And so we really think that for people who do prefer to play traditionally, they can in the first 2 weeks, but we really think there'll be a lot of excitement because of the added roles that you can get by playing online, that will actually be really well received.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. I think it's time for things to move, in the online space. That's where everybody's going. I just wanted to ask some of the questions that I'm sure some of our listeners have, like how much information am I going to be, giving to a company where I frequent them on a daily basis? The other question I have for you is, as we move into this digital space, what else are you planning to offer? Is this going to allow you with this mobile app to, offer other incentives throughout the year for your clients?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think this is the beauty of that is it's really a communication channel that we can, speak with guests about things that are up, coming up, new products that are about to come, and giving people sneak peeks of those kind of things. But then also being able to offer incentives and other offers that are relevant and let them, have a first peek at new products and try new things and, again, make sure those things are tailored most specifically to products that people are interested in. So
What are you hearing, Hope, from the people that work at Tim Hortons? Because I often thought as I handed them this piece of paper that said I can get a free coffee now that has been in my mouth and has my teeth marks on it, I often felt bad for those people behind the Tim Hortons counter.
I think that, for people who work in the restaurants, they're generally, we have some, long-serving employees that are probably quite used to that, and it's part of the fun of the game. But I think also they will appreciate having the digital component as well. I think that will be something that they will get a kick out of. The app actually has a nice, sort of tactile, it kind of vibrates and it stimulates the experience of, sort of a shake, and it's pretty a fun digital experience. I think the people in the restaurants will appreciate that as well as our guests.
How do you redeem your prizes that you win online?
They will go on and you will scan and be able to show, and that's basically how you do it. It's very easy.
So will the Tim Hortons then just, they have your information, will they send it out to you, or do you have to go through, jump through a few hoops to prove you are who you are?
It will be in the app instantaneously in the app, and you'll be able to give all your information for some of the things, obviously like the car and some of those things. That's the way to kind of give all the information to get those prizes to people.
Yeah, I like this idea as well, because if you've got an online component of, the app, I would imagine you're going to be looking for winners as well to post some stories of their experiences, which will be shared with other people.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing more motivating than hearing live from a guest about their experience and their excitement about what they won, for sure.
March the 10th, you start giving away the free reusable cups, and then March 11th, you get into Roll Up the Rim. I know that it runs through to April 7th, and I appreciate your time today, Hope. One extra question here. Why didn't you guys decide to rename it Scroll Up the Rim?
Maybe future years. I like that idea, Kelly.
All right. Well, listen, I can't claim. I read a headline and it said Scroll Up the Rim. So I'm not claiming that as my own, but it was catchy.
There you go. Not this year, but you never know.
All right. When you go fully digital next year, Scroll Up the Rim. Have yourself a fantastic afternoon.
Thanks, Kelly. You too.
Thanks. That's Hope Baghazi, who's Chief Marketing Officer for Tim Hortons.